The Israeli writer and peace advocate Amos Oz spoke at the funeral of his friend Shimon Peres a few weeks ago. Oz spoke of the late Israeli statesman's two conflicting sides. He said it seemed like there were two different qualities in Peres that couldn't coexist side by side. On the one hand, a deep respect for reality and its constraints, and the other, an impulse to change that reality. I was reminded of that observation of Amos Oz's about Peres when I was reading Oz's latest novel, Judas. It's set in Jerusalem in 1959, and two of its characters are men with political outlooks that seemingly cannot coexist. Both are Jews. One sees war as an inevitable fact of Israel's being an independent Jewish state, something necessary. The other opposed Israel's very claim to statehood, believing that that claim caused the first Arab-Israeli war, and for expressing that position, he was branded a traitor. Amos Oz joins us from New York. Welcome to the program once again.
Thank you.
There are many divisions and arguments in Israeli politics today. Why, for this book, did you return to the setting of 1959?
Well, I wanted to go back to the roads not taken, and I say roads in the plural. This is a book, a novel of ideas, where different people argue vehemently and where I actually do not take anyone's side. It's not a manifesto, not even a bunch of contrasting manifestos. It's a novel about people arguing and about people changing each other in the course of a very short period of time.
The idea of the traitor is central to this novel, Judas. The character who opposed independence was branded a traitor, and in the book, a young man is obsessed with the biblical character, Judas Iscariot. Are you writing as an Israeli whose advocacy of a two-state solution with the Palestinians has prompted the occasional accusation of treason?
Well, I've been called a traitor a few times in my life by some of my countrymen, but this is no exception. Almost every person who steps out of the consensus is accused of treason by his contemporaries or by her contemporaries. In fact, my protagonist in this novel, Shmuel Ash, says that a traitor is very often simply a person who changes in the eyes of those who despise change, who mistrust change, who are antagonized to every change.
In the novel, Judas, your characters do a lot of arguing, as you've said. And I want you to describe this. The young man, Shmuel Ash, is hired essentially to sit and argue with an elderly, very argumentative man.
Who is very skeptical about world reforming and about any ideology and about all religions. He thinks all of them, without exception, ultimately lead to violence and bloodshed. There is, on the other hand, a young, idealistic world reformer who changes in the course of the novel and who is obsessed by the story of Judas and Jesus. And there is a middle-aged woman, angry, injured, cynical, untrusting of the entire male sex, whom she thinks consists of people who will never grow up, eternal adolescents, who are fascinated by bloodshed and by violence. So those two, three different people who really represent three different planets, they talk to each other and they reshape each other, and they end up, after 3 months, almost loving one another.
But as for arguing, I was reminded of your memoir in which you describe the milieu that you grew up in the early 1950s. Russian Jewish immigrants, including your parents, who could argue in half a dozen languages about everything from Nietzsche to feminism, to Zionism, but you wrote, when it came to their emotional lives and loves and feelings, not a word. You wrote about that as a Jewish trait. Do you think that?
Well, some Jews are very good at talking about emotions as well, but not in my family and not in the milieu in which I grew up, which was very puritanic about the senses and about the emotions, very puritanistic. In this novel, in Judas, people argue all the time about everything under the sun, or rather under the very cloudy skies of Jerusalem in that winter. But they also fulfill some sexual expectations, and they also change each other's sensual, sexual, and emotional conventions.
Do you feel hopeful these days about Israeli life?
You know, I feel much more comfortable talking about the past than about the future. I am old enough to know that life is full of surprises. And this is true of this country as much as it is true of Israel. I have seen people surprising not only others, but even themselves. I have seen people doing leaders, political leaders, intellectuals, writers, poets, artists. I have seen them doing things which surprised themselves, not just the listeners or the viewers or the milieu. People are open-ended. By the way, that's how I make a living. The microphone which I'm using now will not change. It will remain the same microphone until it is outdated. Mm-hmm. But you and I do change. You and I don't know you personally, but you and I, we both did things which surprised ourselves from mm-hmm. time to time. So we don't really know. We don't really know what people might do.
Israeli novelist Amos Oz, the title of his latest novel is Judas. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.